In the name of our living Lord and risen Redeemer, Jesus Christ, amen. Who were these people in white robes? In that multitude were former slanderers, drunks, conceited people, thieves, murderers, adulterers, covetous people, liars, people with addictions, gossips. Every one of these individuals in white robes had been a sinner. We are in that group because we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Due to sin, we have weaknesses, flaws, and shortcomings. We cannot hide our sins from God, and we cannot make excuses for our sins. None of us is good enough for heaven. Heaven is for perfect people, and we by ourselves are not even close to perfect. We are absolutely not saved because of anything we do or because of the external pleasing lives we try to live. The exact opposite is true. We need to be saved because of the lives we have lived. In Isaiah, we read, "Even all our righteous acts are like filthy rags." Jesus is called the Lamb of God for good reason. All those Old Testament sacrificial lambs that were pictured pointed to Jesus. The sacrificial lambs reminded God's people of his promise to send a Savior, and God kept his promise. Jesus, the Lamb of God, went uncomplaining forth and bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. Jesus, the Lamb of God, suffered the torments of hell for our sin. Only the blood of the Lamb, God's Son, purifies us from all sin. Jesus, the Lamb of God, made us perfect for heaven. Like all the saints, we have washed our robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For only through the Lamb of God is there salvation. For there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus Christ. We are saints by the blood of the Lamb, whose crown of thorns bought us a crown of eternal life in heaven. Like the Apostle Paul, we can have the daily motto, "For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain." And Paul goes on to say, "I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far." Because of Jesus the Lamb, our hearts are filled with joy. Because of Jesus the Lamb, we have peace with God. Because of Jesus the Lamb, God is our dear Father, and we are his dear children. Because of Jesus the Lamb, we have the privilege and power of prayer, along with divine and perfect answers to every prayer. St. John saw this vision of heaven, and he did not imagine. Jesus Christ revealed the same truth about heaven. Is there a place of ultimate glory? Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you." Is there a heaven? John said, "I saw heaven along with the great multitude in white robes." Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions." God's promises are clear. And through faith in Jesus Christ, we will live forever in heaven. Trusting in Jesus, the Lamb of God, you and I will one day stand in the presence of the eternal, almighty, holy, triune God. Unbelievable. We will see God face to face. How can that be? What will it be like? We don't know or even begin to understand. St. Paul said, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man even conceived what God has prepared for those who love him." To keep our relationships healthy, a good rule of thumb is to never say never with others. It can be destructive to accuse a family member or friend of never doing the right behavior or of never saying the right thing. Most of the time, when we say never, our comments are inaccurate. It is totally different when Almighty God says never. For all those wearing white robes, washed in the blood of the Lamb, we hear the clear word of God. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. Never again will they have tears. When Almighty God says never, He means just that, never. The entire book of Revelation is written for the comfort of believers, both for those believers who were facing tough times in John's day, as well as for our benefit as we face our challenges of life in our tough times. When we stand at the graveside of loved ones, we always experience a touch of the Comforter on our cheeks as Almighty God wipes away our tears because our loved ones and all believers who have gone before us are in heaven. Because of Jesus the Lamb, we have the comfort of God's abiding love, His daily presence by our side, and the sure hope of heaven. Because of the Lamb's shed blood, all of our sins are washed away. Because of the Lamb's perfect life, we wear white robes. Because of Jesus' resurrection, we too will rise from the dead and live forever. These verses from God's Word are absolutely wonderful because this vision of heaven is so encouraging for all of us. Best of all, this vision of heaven is true. True because Jesus, the Lamb of God, takes away the sin of the world. True because the Lamb of God, our living Lord and risen Redeemer, made our salvation sure. This vision of heaven gives us absolute confidence in that closing promise of Psalm 23. Surely, goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.